Hello, this is Danette Mann. The self-compassion practice today is called Self-Compassion Break for Shame. Shame is one of the most difficult emotions for us as humans to deal with, and it is also very common. Please use this to see how it might work to help you deal with shame when it arises. Begin by settling into a comfortable position and closing your eyes. Think of an event in your life. Could be in the past, but likely will be in the present if you're doing this particular meditation practice today, that makes you feel embarrassed or mildly ashamed. Perhaps you feel ashamed that you've not returned a phone call from a friend for over a year. Perhaps you don't have enough money to do things with friends. You're getting a divorce and think this reflects badly on you. These are just a few of the examples that could be shame-based to help you choose the one that you want to work with in this practice today. It will be an event that you would prefer not to share with others because you imagine that they would think less of you, which is the definition of shame. If the intensity of your feelings of shame rise above 5 or 6 on a 0 to 10 scale, please disengage from the instructions as that is too activating for you to be on your own. I'll give you a moment to bring up the incident that you want to work with in this practice for this particular time, and then we will begin. Allow yourself to drop into the situation and to recall how it feels to the best that you can with the details. Now notice how embarrassment or shame feels in your body as you are reliving this experience. If you are able to find a label for the experience, please do so in a gentle and kind way. For instance, shame. This is how shame feels. And now see if you can discover where you feel the shame most vividly in your body. Allow your experience to be as it is, perhaps making just a little more room than usual for the experience of shame in your body now. And then knowing that what you are experiencing now is part of the human experience. Everyone feels shame, and anyone would probably feel as you did in the same situation. You might also be feeling isolated and alone in this moment, as you're recalling this event. That's the nature of shame. But what you are experiencing right now is similar to everyone else in the world. We all experience this in our life. Shame is a universal emotion. And now please consider for a moment that you only feel like this because you, like everyone else on the planet, want to be loved, or to be appreciated, or to belong, whatever word fits for you. Shame happens because we want so much to be loved and appreciated by others. It's an innocent desire. It's an innocent need and wish. Can you connect with that wish beneath the experience of shame? Can you give yourself permission to do so? Next, you can see if you can respond to shame in a new way. Perhaps give yourself some kindness simply because you're having a moment of shame. If you like, place a hand on the part of your body that feels shame the most. Perhaps sending kindness through your fingers into that part of your body that is holding shame for you, or gently rubbing that part of your body. You could also imagine a dear friend who found themselves in the same embarrassing situation as you. What would you say to comfort or support your friend? Can you say the same words to yourself? Perhaps whispering them into your own ear. And now begin to let go of the practice, letting yourself be exactly as you are, to feel exactly as you do, and allow the practice to settle for you. And when you're ready, slowly open your eyes, and you're finished with this practice. I hope that you find this helpful when you need to let go of shame. Thank you.